All right, Adam Cincerillo, I miss you at the media scrum. I feel, though, like since we started an award-winning vlog that I should get interviews outside of media scrums. Feeling froggy tonight, going for it early.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. Shoot, I mean, yeah, I felt good. I felt racy. I had some pace today. Like, even my pace, I haven't been, like, on the board up front even in practice too much this year. I think Tampa was up there, like, P3, P4. But my pace, I like that my pace is coming a lot. When I am fast, it's coming a lot. You never see me doing anything nuts where you're like, oh, shit, you don't know if I'm going to make it through a section or something. Everything is really calculated, which is growth. I mean, it's hard to start riding differently like that when you've been doing it one way for so long. So excited about that. Yeah, felt racy. Wanted to make some moves in the beginning. Like, I hate that because I am such a good starter. It's like, it's kind of like, get a good start, go backwards, and try to hold it. That's kind of been my whole season so far, and God, it pisses me off. So, tried to make some moves and did what I could.
You know, Villeman told us one time, he was like, why would I want to get the whole shot and get fifth when I can get 10th and get fifth, and then all you guys tell us great job, tell me great job after the race? And I honestly, that logic kind of blew my mind.
I could be having a really good season right now if I was a 12th place starter, dude. You guys would be so stoked on me.
That's what I'm saying. We would be like, dude, he just needs a start.
All he needs to do is get a start.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
What was it like to ride out there? It looked like kind of sketchy. Your guy, McAdoo, was sending it and not scared of the ruts. And I'm like, oh, shit. He made it work. But what was it like?
It's weird. Those a couple of the rhythms, the after the finish line, you would go inside there, go double three like that. You kind of, it's a blind double, obviously, and you're landing. And if you land in one rut, it may throw you over the bars, or you may drag pegs. If you land in one rut, it may be fine. And you're kind of trying to land in the. You kind of go to one rut until you feel like it's probably time to move over, and then you kind of 50-50 and. You know,
that's like so much fun.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is pretty difficult. That lane, the finish line lane, the longest lane on the side there, the three on off, and then that next three, it's kind of like you're rolling the dice on whether you're dragging the foot pegs or not. So,
see you guys hesitating. Guys would land, hesitate, and be like, "Oh shit," you know?
Yeah, and if you get going, if you get a little off balance and you get going one way, it's kind of game over. Yeah. So, but I didn't feel like it was dangerous. I just felt like. There's a lot of times I just doubled the lane when I got a little bit out of control.
Felt like you were making the inside on the whoops work for you pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was faster to do what Eli was doing, obviously go out, cut down, but that's where I'm at right now. So.
All right, good job.
Thank you.